G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today it is the mailbag out of opening round. If you haven't subscribed to the pod wherever you listen, please do that. Leave us a rating. If you haven't left us a review yet, why don't you get down there and tell us what you think and make sure to tell your mates. It genuinely does help. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. This is the mailbag episode. Gentlemen, how are we going?
Geez, the mailbag went off last week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just had to get a couple more sacks for our mail.
No, absolutely. It's great that people invest in it because it is just a little bit more footy to talk about. Also, because we obviously are based in WA too, so if you're outside WA...
Yeah.
Love more footy topic questions.
If you're a local WA footy fan who's tortured by hearing about West Coast and Freo all the time, but you go for Carlton or North, send them in.
And again, just get fruity with them.
Yeah, get as fruity as you like.
Get it, we like fruit.
Absolutely.
We sure do.
Oh, you want to kick us off, Nick?
All right, so this one came from David Fogarty on Instagram. What is the most likely scenario that results in Beveridge being sacked this season? The Dogs are the only team I can't really get a read on.
So it's contracted for this year and next year, Beveridge, premiership coach, obviously. The scenario where he gets sacked is if they're dog awful.
First five,
like if they're really, really awful.
What's dog awful,
though? What if they lose their first five?
Dog awful is bottom six.
Okay.
I can see a scenario where he's not there.
I see them top 12.
I can't get a read as well.
Yeah.
If you tell me any finishing position on the ladder, I would say I could see that.
I could see what Dave is saying, because if you said to me, bet your life that the Bulldogs cannot, say, make a grand final, I wouldn't, because they have Bont, and they have Norton, and they have Jamara, and they have... Tom Liberatore.
Trelaw's not a spud.
But if you said,
Daniel's not a spud. Bailey Dale's not a spud.
Yeah, but if you said, bet your life they won't win the spoon, I'd say, well, I probably would bet that. But I'd still be a little nervous.
Who will you take this week at the MCG opening on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne or the Bulldogs?
I'll take Melbourne. I expect them to respond. And if Melbourne don't win that, I would have to put a line through Melbourne for a while because that's pretty concerning.
This is the doggy start to the season, okay? So Melbourne, which I think are just travelling at the moment. Yeah. Then you go Gold Coast, didn't make the finals last year. West Coast didn't make the finals last year. Geelong didn't make the finals last year.
So they should be up and about.
Essendon didn't make the finals last year.
Ooh.
St Kilda made the finals.
So here we go. But
around the same mark.
Then it goes, Fremantle didn't make the finals last year. Hawthorn didn't make the finals last year.
Wow.
Richmond didn't make the finals last year.
Okay, so what's that, 10 games?
After round nine, they got one team.
Well, they should probably be minimum seven and three.
Okay.
Like minimum.
Bevo's keeping his job.
So there you go.
That's a stunning fixture. Geez, my goodness.
That's what I do. I dive into fixtures.
Fixtures are...
We find angles that people haven't touched on.
People forget about fixtures. Like, that makes so much of a difference in a league where it's not even.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah.
And there's travel and all that rubbish. Like, it's a thing.
Well, last year, what did we think? Freo was going to be 6-0.
It was 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're 1-6 or something.
But that's where the concern comes. Yeah. So the question is, what will get Bevo... If they know that fixture is favourable.
If they're 2-8, then
there's the problem. Travis Henning, are Freo potentially in danger of not improving if they can't keep talent? If North's defence can hold up, can they get out of the bottom four? Okay, so that's two questions. Now, if you listen to yesterday's two-minute warning, we went pretty deep on North Melbourne's defence, and we all agree that it's pretty shaky.
Yeah.
Like, they need serious seasons out of Aiden Corr and Callan Dawson, I think his name is. Yeah. I think I'm saying that right. And then they've got a bunch of halfback flankers.
If they get it to ground, the kids can play.
Oh, yeah. If they get it to ground, they'll burst off that half-back line really quickly. But are they going to be able to hold up? Oh, I severely doubt they can get out of the bottom four. What about Fremantle? Are they potentially in danger of not improving if they can't keep talent? This is basically, you know, two seasons now of guys leaving.
So who have they lost? Schultz?
But they haven't lost their top talent.
Akers, Schultz, Griffin Logue, Liam Henry. Like, they're probably the main ones.
All five would probably be playing this weekend.
I don't think Lobb. I mean, Lobb might survive because they're missing Darcy.
Yeah.
Akers would, yes, absolutely.
Henry would,
yes. And Schultz would, yes. Yeah. So three definites.
Yeah.
I don't know about Logue. And Lobb is injury dependent.
But I don't think there's any excuse why to develop the kids or whatever the question was, to develop the talent.
No,
talent.
No.
I don't think there's any excuse. I think the ones that they want to develop are developing.
Well, if you look at the contracts, the ones they've wanted to keep, they've kept. Okay. The ones they've wanted to develop and they've prioritised, they've
kept.
Oh,
they wanted to keep Lockie Shields.
Yeah, in a perfect world. But they've gone
Henry.
Hayden Young, Caleb Sarong, Cox, Darcy, Jackson, Ryan, Amos. These guys are locked in on 5, 6, 7 year deals.
Yeah.
So they've gone, all right, they're our guys. We're building around
Work
them.
Work backwards from there.
We'll find the other dudes. Yep. So there had to be some collateral.
Okay. This question's a good one, and one we haven't really faced with from Brad. Do the 8 teams that played over the weekend get an unfair advantage by starting their seasons earlier? This puts them 1 week ahead in terms of finding their feet, conditioning, game style.
Yes, this is one of the many reasons
That's
I hated
question.
Round zero.
I never thought of it.
No, of course it is. Because, like, Fremantle and Brisbane, for instance, that's just one game we'll take. Because there's not many. If you look at the fixture, there's actually not that many that are playing two teams.
They haven't played?
Well, Richmond and Carlton both played last week, right? So they cancel each other out. Gold Coast is playing Adelaide, so Adelaide's up against it a little bit.
Sydney Collingwood
playing each other.
So Hawthorn, Essendon, no effect. Giants v North.
Okay, yeah, Giants got North and then West Coast.
Yeah. Suns, Adelaide.
So that's
so
two.
There's another one.
So there's
Melbourne Bulldogs.
Three.
Brisbane, Fremantle.
Four. So there's four games where this is going to be a test. I'm fascinated to see what happens because I think he's hit something here where that first game,
but
you
blow the cobwebs out. You absolutely
right?
cooked up for 15
work.
Minutes.
What happened there?
But your engine.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this game's gone past me.
Yeah.
Something's changed drastically in the last 6 months.
Now, in some of those games, particularly, say, Brisbane, Fremantle, it might be counteracted by the fact that Brisbane have to make the longer strip in footy.
I'd rather not be first up and travel than be first up.
Yeah.
I'd be... First up, you get nervous, you're worrying about what's going to happen, will you get a kick? Yeah. Round one out of the way, how many people cramped on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Heaps. Yeah.
Like, Fremantle are going to be cramping left, right and centre, and Brisbane may not be.
No, I think it's another reason round zero is just stupid. And if you want to do that, as I said in yesterday's pod, make it a split round.
Yeah.
So the teams that played in round zero aren't playing this weekend.
Yeah, I was trying to think if the NRL did it, but it sort of doesn't matter because they had to go to Vegas and back. So
there's
it's kind of
different.
Like counter,
yeah, they're two,
each team, other
they're,
out.
Yeah, they're two games, just four anyway, teams set the
there
week
we go.
Off.
Yeah.
Back to me. So Nathan Granger on Instagram, Clarko effect on the Kangas players. For the first time in a long time, the players are flying the flag after the Simpkin hit.
Oh, I reckon these days you see Captain knocked out. I think most clubs would fly the flag, but he certainly he wouldn't be upset. He used to talk about walking on a tightrope, and you
take his own advice. It looks good, but
eventually you're gonna fall off.
Mm.
And if you fall off, I don't care. We'll pick you up and put you back on.
And that's in terms
that's
of like
aggression,
white line
attacking
fever
the football,
stuff.
Defending your mates.
Yeah.
So like Jordan Lewis, for example, would be hot under the collar every now and then. Campbell Brown's another one. Luke Hodges another one.
No.
And they would just say, again, like, mate, you let the team down, but up you get, you have the week off, we'll sort it out. And, da, da, da. It was never like, oh, you've gone too hard to defend your mate. Like,
because I would say what's worse is if no one defends him.
Correct.
Mm. That's a bad
that's a
sign
concern.
To me.
Yeah.
You want people running over and joining in. Otherwise, it's like, oh, the chemistry's off.
Mm.
Dale Swain, question for the pod. What do Freo do with this war chest of first rounders in the upcoming draft? If we target one or two key position players, does that fix what looks to be a long year ahead? Or do we back the kids and hit the draft and keep filling up? In my opinion, the list has enough makings to be a very good football side in coming years, lacks a lot of experience at the moment, and game plan has no mojo. Interesting year ahead for Freo and JL.
The word mojo in a while.
Dale's given it not a bad analysis.
Mojo Dale.
Look, I do think they are into Logan McDonald. I do think they want him. I don't think they'd give up three first rounders to get him, and I don't think they'd absolutely need to. He's out of contract, so that's definitely something that's on their radar. There'll be a couple of other players that throughout the year come up on the radar as well.
I've got a player that's on the radar.
Have you?
Yeah, WA boy, East Fremantle.
Okay,
midfielder.
Really.
That's all I'll say.
You're a dickhead.
What?
You're a dickhead.
No, mate, I've heard from...
Have you?
Yeah.
Who'd sources. You hear that from?
Am I meant to say or not?
No, we cut it out last week.
No, that's why I'm being so elusive, you idiot. Anyway, we'll leave that in there.
Leave it in there then. There you go.
God, that's why I'm being so elusive. Keep
soft
up.
Launch.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, good one. I think there's things... But what they've made a focus on Fremantle with their list management is... Here's what we'll plan for to have options.
Mm.
Could we get this bloke? Could we get this bloke? Could we trade for this bloke? No? Okay, we go to the draft. Or we kick those draft picks along another year. We kick the money along another year until the right guy turns up and comes. Mm. And they're not always going to get the dude they want. Mm. Maybe Logan McDonald decides, I love Sydney, I'm staying, he's 5 years, whatever. Maybe he doesn't. So options is the key. And I think
the Sydney lifestyle looks good.
It does, doesn't it? Depending
on busy.
Depending on who you are.
No, football, Sydney Swans lifestyle.
Oh,
okay. I mean, the way they walk through the passage on the weekend, like, yep. They look like they all have fun, they're out of sight. It's the Melbourne Storm of the NRL. Anyway.
Yours up, Zave, you're up.
This is from, how do you say that name?
I said Kalen McLellan.
Kalen?
Irishman?
I was calling him King Cal.
King Cal, so probably Kalen.
That sounds like his family has a distillery, like McLellan. Yeah.
Now, this was
age 12 years McLellan.
This is off the back of last year when we did, like, wild hypotheticals.
Yep.
And my wild hypothetical was...
Oh, yeah, this was so dumb.
No, I don't think it was. My wild hypothetical was, so the question is, a hypothetical question for you all, with Xavier campaigning to trade Oscar Allen for a while now, what would they look like round one this year had they managed to offload Allen? What would they have been able to get for him, and how much would that have changed their situation? Would you have more or less faith in them this season?
It would have been
a disaster.
So
let's just clarify.
So who at the top end of the draft would have given their picks? I'm just trying to think, like, what other names? So would you have Riley Sanders in there?
Well, you'd have McCurch, you'd have Sanders. You'd have a handful.
It's probably North, isn't it? North.
So again, this was the hypothetical. Imagine, I think I said North in the hypothetical to pairing with...
Because you would have taken the two picks.
Larky.
So it would have been Dersma, McCurcher.
So Reed,
Dersma,
McCurcher. That would be a bit exciting, I must say.
Who are they kicking it to?
Who they kicking it to last year?
Ryan
Marich. Oscar, who kicked 50 of them.
Jack Waterman.
So obviously Oscar's there. And I only picked Oscar too because I thought he was the only one with...
You did.
Value, with value. So that's... They are so far off. They still need... I think for them to progress to winning a flag... Having McCurcher, Reed, and Dersma on the books.
Gets them closer.
There's a very short list of players West Coast can't trade. Oscar is on that list.
But I'm just saying, to win a flag, is Oscar only going to win a premiership at West Coast?
He's only 25.
So they're going to win a flag in 5 years?
I think they would be hoping that they could be back in some sort of contention within 5 or 6 years. That is a long time.
What do you think he would do?
5 or 6 years. That's a long time.
You know how GWS just keep getting
still
first
really
rounders?
One pick
if there is
years.
Still basket case in 6 years, then good luck. Good luck.
But see, what do you think he does? If GWS, who just seem to keep getting first rounders out of nowhere, by trading good players, but if they came to West Coast and said, here's two first rounders, give us Oscar Allen, what do you think he would go with his head?
Oscar? Who's the team he's going to?
GWS.
So and I remember it was NBA style too. It was like, see you later, you're gone.
It was a bit gimmicky. Yeah.
But that one, like, you'd be tempted, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a bit in this, speaking of NBA draft. Hey, fellas, in the NBA, this is Ollie Rowlands on Instagram. In the NBA draft, there's a distinction between college players who play one season and declare with high potential versus those who play 3 to 4 years and come in as ready-made products but are unlikely to become stars. Does the same thing exist in the AFL, or do clubs see all players as projects? Riley Sanders is an interesting player who looks ready for the league, but I'm unsure if he has another level to reach. Good question.
That's such a good point.
It is, because we've seen
it's
players...
It's the ceiling versus the output.
Daniel Rich was one of those where I think they thought this is as good as he's going to be, and he kind of was the same player for 13 years.
Some of the players that have come in...
Joel Selwood again, same.
But Joel Selwood had a huge
and he slid
ceiling. No. And that's why probably those players who are lacking, or potentially lacking the extra level, they tend to end down the draft anyway. Like, they're all those players are getting 30 touches in the
I think it depends how big you are. If you're a big ruckman, if you're a key position forward in particular,
speed.
I think that they go, right, what's the potential of this guy?
Speed's the main one for me.
There's a confidence. It's almost like a confidence tier. So with a Riley Sanders, you would be 80% confident. You'll get 200 games out of him at a very high level.
Yep.
But then there's someone like a Dersma who you're like, I've got like 60% confidence, but he will be like a game breaker, game changer. Mm. He would like destroy. So you got to sort of pick where you're at. Like, number one picks are always a safer bet because you don't want to do like a risky sort of
pick.
30s
are usually, or 25s are usually like, right, this bloke averaged 25 in the under 18s. He's a 7
Come
out of 10
bring him in.
Out of everything, but he doesn't have a 1 wood. But and I reckon the top end of talent have got
that
a 1 wood.
Who's that George Stevens? I think he went to Geelong, who was that kind of player, just because there wasn't much more to it. They didn't think there was much more to him, but he was a very good like.
Do you know who
player.
Bucked the trend last year was GWS? Was it Phoenix?
Phoenix Gothard.
Who's Phoenix Spicer?
North Melbourne.
But they picked this kid. At, was it 12? Pick 12?
Yeah, he was at the draft for his friend.
Not with his polo on. Nothing. Yeah.
He was just what's happened here? Yeah. That was read out the wrong name.
That was crazy.
So that to me is the first sign of this. It's where they're like, we think this guy could be anything.
Yeah, and we're willing to take.
No
the
one
risk.
Else wants him. We're going to go really high.
Yeah.
So that's interesting question. Well thought out. Stuart Churton, gents, love the pod. Question for all of you: which of you
idiots,
let the rights for that intro tune slip? Really pumped me up, and I was devastated to hear that new tune, which is mediocre at best compared to the original. Let's crowdfund this. I'm $50 in.
That might be all it takes.
I was going to say it might only be $50.
We talked about this yesterday.
Can we send an invoice?
The pod. And again,
what's your details?
Producer Josh, he spent 6 months. Just
scouring.
Looking at every single bit of music that's ever been made.
In the depths of the copyright free archives.
You know, credit to him for coming up with that tune, but we do tend to agree we want the old tune back. We'll take the 50, and if anyone else wants to throw it in, we might need it to get the old tune back.
We're actually just going to buy cartons of beer. It costs $30 to get the tune back.
Yeah.
So that was Ryan, by the way. Right, question
what,
here.
What did I do?
Question from Daniel. Brody Grundy. Obviously had a fantastic game on the weekend, fresh start, new blood. Do you think Dean Cox would have had much to do with him finding a new spark and a new lease on life? It's one angle that hasn't been touched on.
Yeah, Some people just need love, right?
Yeah, well, Dean Cox, depending on how you feel, I think he's probably the best ruckman in the last 30 years.
Well, probably idolised him growing up.
Oh, I would say so. Like, if you look at Dean Cox, you're like, this guy did everything. And in a way, kind of a similar type of player in the way you get around the ground. Brody's always been like an extra midfielder. Cox was the original prototype of that.
Yeah.
And he's a big cuddly bear, Coxie, as well. Like, he's a smart operator.
Well, smart, because even when they said in the vision on the night, oh, look at Grundy's taking ground off Max at every centre bounce. He's just running across the line. That's the Dean Cox 101.
That's Coxie.
And I used to have to nick that all the time.
Was trying good
to
get... point from, was it Daniel?
Yeah,
good point from Daniel.
I wonder what Coxie did play in that part of getting him there to start. And then
imagine being Coxie's like, hold on a minute, I've gone from Peter Laddams to you're giving me Brody Grundy. No offense
with
to
a project
Peter Laddams.
Too.
Yes.
Like, it's not Brody Grundy
saving Brody Grundy.
It's like, I was wrong on that after week one.
I want to make a prediction. Within 2 weeks, we'll see the Sydney Morning Herald story about Dean Cox and Brody Grundy and how he brought him back to life. I can guarantee it. You can see it.
He's walking out with the CPR kit.
Yeah.
Got the paddles out.
Yeah, that's right.
This one's from Ashley Gilardi on Instagram. Season-long debate between mates. Is Liam Duggan in every team's AFL Best 22? Walk-up starter if you got traded tomorrow.
All right, let's run it through. Adelaide, yes, absolutely.
Oh, we haven't got time to go through
no
all
defenders.
Of them.
Nah. Brisbane, I
don't know.
Yes. I think he's in every team, yes.
For example, who would you rather, Liam Duggan or at Brisbane, Stasovic?
Oh, I love Stasovic.
You got Stasovic over Duggo?
I guess Stasovic.
Different players.
Duggo. No, I'm just trying to pick up a small
I'd
defender.
Find a role for Duggo there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. GWS is probably the best back line. I think we all think that.
No one's getting in there.
But we could put him there.
He might be on the bench.
He's not getting a game at GWS.
He's the sixth guy.
He's not getting a game in that side.
I'm getting a game in that side. They want a flag.
But,
I mean, speaking
you're
like,
talking about the best back six in the league.
You're talking, you'd play him over Cumming and Perryman. Those are the guys who are probably going to come back in and be that sixth back.
Didn't you love Cumming? Sorry.
Next question.
He used to in his younger days.
Miles.
Cummings?
Hey, guys. Nick's an idiot.
That was a genuine question.
How about a rugby union-style send-off, yellow card if you knock someone out, which is the same as the concussion protocols, and then in that time the ARC or the execs can review and convert it to a red card if necessary?
I think we had a very similar question last week. I think we all agreed that there's something in it. But you suggested that they should be allowed to put their sub on. No, get stuffed. If you go in the sin bin, you don't get a replacement. So I don't mind it. 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, I did because they're replacing their player.
Yeah, but you're the one who did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So what's the point? The whole point is to penalise them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd rather say, who's knocked someone out recently?
Well, the Simpkin Webster one was the example we talked about, and you said you'd much rather have Simpkin out there, which is true.
Yeah.
But how about for 20 minutes, you're one man down because you just
for 20 minutes or whatever, and then you sub on.
I think that's fine. This one's from Mitch. haven't got a question, boys. Just want to tell Nick to get stuffed. Can't wait to hear about why the Blues shouldn't have won and how they aren't any good. Cheers, lads, from Mitch. Yes. Well, you were very low on the Blues last weekend. Took the under.
I felt very smug at about halftime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then looked up quarter later and wasn't so smug.
But then you're looking, go, they've lost Doherty. What's going with Walsh? Yeah.
And then we just got a couple come through on Instagram as well.
It's late bloomers.
Yeah. RGWS, this is from Michael Coventry. RGWS the real deal now or just a good one-off performance?
I think we all agree they're the real deal.
They're the real deal. Yeah.
Should Scott...
Imagine if they made, Farming Stadium a fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of stadiums changed names late this year.
They got 20,000 there every week.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, because 20's their cap. It'd be great.
I love it. I'm not sure if this is being facetious or what. Mike, 21. Should Scott Pendlebury be looking to move to somewhere like the Gold Coast Suns to try and win one more flag? I think he's fine.
Look, I know Collingwood are probably in the box seat to be a contender again, but I don't – like, Pendlebury is one of those guys that could do the Hodge thing. You know, like –
when he's 43.
Hey, I want to play another year or two and move into coaching because I think he does want to go into coaching.
Pendles will be Sam 37 well. Next year.
Yeah, and he'll play 400 and he'll play 400 this year. It's
4 trillion, whatever it is. I don't know.
He's moving
don't
up the
list. Don't think he's done it. I don't think he's played 400.
It's this year then.
Yeah. Isaac Dowling, do you think Saints impress enough to be legit? I don't think they're legit, but I think they're competent.
It's somewhere from finals. 6 to 10
for me. I can absolutely see him playing finals.
With I just can't see him winning the flag.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can't see him winning.
Who's kicking their goals?
Max King.
Yeah,
Tim Membry.
Lance Collard.
I like when I lean back my chair.
Does a big creak.
Screeches on those points.
Is he confident?
Just adds a little colour.
Saxon Sooners says, will Dimmer Ball get the Gold Coast into the eight?
Dimmer's won the lotto. He said that. He won all the flags.
Yeah.
Then he had a long contract. Then he bailed, said, I'm out.
Got a longer one.
Then he signed up 7 years for Taranto and Hopper. Yeah. Well, not he, but
he'd
was
living
there.
In Burley Heads
then
or something.
Then he's gone, ciao, goodbye. I'm off to work on the tan and picked up a new car
that's
full
sabbatical.
Of young kids.
Yeah, it's actually it's probably...
And what do they call it when you go overseas and you join a little group and they just go stupid?
What, a Kentucky?
He got a Kentucky for 6 months.
Give it another couple of weeks. So who did they get Adelaide this week? That'll show us.
They got a half decent start to the season. A couple of games in Darwin and Ballarat, so they're all over the place.
Matt Scarp says, do we overlook how Jesse Hogan has turned his career around?
Yes.
If only if it was Freo. He looks as good as
I've
ever seen him.
Credit.
Best thing that happened to him was going to a market that does not care.
Yeah. And living with Mumford.
Go stay with Shane Mumford, walk around town, no one knows who he is in Sydney. Great life for Jesse Hogan. He can focus on footy.
Black Licorice Poker says, with the unmitigated success the OR was opening round, how soon until the NRL folds?
I'm going to dive in here.
Oh, it's only a matter of
good
time.
Question. Clever question.
Only a matter
Give
of time.
Give it a couple of weeks.
All of a sudden they're picked up and they've moved all to Vegas and they're playing in front of 60,000 a week.
RN Jones, is Xavier still confident Goulden will win the Brownlow?
Nah, I'm off. No, I was only Goulden when I thought I'd get... No.
It's one game, mate.
No. I was only Goulden. You know saying Goulden from like round 11 last year?
Yeah.
Thinking I'd get 50s or 60s.
Didn't you?
They opened third favourite or second favourite.
Yeah. You were looking for the value.
I thought, it's put him under the table a little bit.
So he
can win the Brownlow,
he was 15 a week ago. Then after that, before that game, he went to 13.
Yeah.
And he's back up to 15.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Leave me out of that at the moment.
It seems like that's into 17 now.
Well, he's got three votes. Imagine if Noah Anderson got the three votes on that one. Hey, just a quick one. Before I know we're running out of time. The NRL going to Vegas, the carry-on and then the numbers came out.
Yeah, stupid.
How does that... You're in TV.
Yeah.
Is that a disaster?
Yeah. Yeah, 60,000 for the American audience.
I think it's also how many turned off from the previous game, right? The college game that was on.
I don't know what was expected, though.
No.
They were talking access to hundreds of millions of people.
Well, you got access to them.
I wonder what the split is between just a really big start to the year on your home front, like doing the whole Vegas thing, versus actually trying to build another audience.
It's a show. It's just a parade of bells and some whistles and fireworks.
Celine Dion was playing out the front. All that sort
human
of stuff.
Nature. Yeah. Human Nature were there, weren't they?
It's Celine Dion's
Vegas recipe.
It's
residency.
Celine.
Just last couple. Lewis Daisley, why wouldn't the Eagles join the race for Jamara Ugle-Hagan, likely top two pick coming at the end of the year?
Well, they certainly should.
I can't see how they could get him, but yeah.
Why not?
Well, why would he come here? He's not. Is there any WA links?
Good?
They'd need to pay him $1 squillion, which he'd probably be worth it.
Oh, that's a fun forward line.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Absolutely. Mm. I can't see, they certainly have to.
Ask the question, right?
The Hawthorns seem to be circling pretty hard.
That would be nice for them.
That would be nice. And that is one, they're rising and then he, like that. And then one other West Coast related tradie question. Is Sheldrick going to look good in the blue and gold next year?
Well, I was very surprised he got left out of that team. Very, very surprised.
He must be a long way back.
Yeah.
Because there's four mids that are in front of him who didn't play.
And, we really like him.
You're big on him.
I love him.
I think he's of that question of literally going back young and the talent, reaching the talent, or got what you've got. Yeah. I think Sheldrick's in got what you've got category.
Yeah, I'd target him if I could. If I was West Coast, I'd be like, hey, don't know if there's an extra level.
Yeah, the draft, the games at the end of last year.
That's a perfect example on the other player, via Dersma.
Coming in ready to go versus high talent potential. All right, that's been the mailbag for this week. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.